This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To hear the entire program, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com. In his current role as Director of Technology at Keycode Media, Michael Kamas consults on the latest in technology and best practices into digital media and communications. Hello, Michael. Welcome back.
Hi, Larry. Good to talk to you.
It is always fun, because if there's one guy that just geeks out over NAB, it has got to be you.
Oh, I love this. This is my Christmas and Hanukkah and birthday all wrapped up into one. I look forward to this. I can't sleep the night before. I'm just so excited for technology.
But other than that, you don't have a particular opinion. As you know, we're talking about projecting what's going to happen at NAB this year. I'm curious about what you see as some of the trends and gear we can expect at NAB this year.
Well, there's a couple of key areas. I think some of your previous guests have already mentioned AI. I think obviously, you know, last year we saw some proofs of concepts. We've heard it's coming, and I'm fully expecting to see some shipping products this year. I'm really excited about the move to video over IP, the death of SDI, as it were. Traditional broadcast infrastructures and clients have been using SDI spigots out of cameras and out of routers and switchers. And I think the move to an Ethernet-based topology where you don't have to worry about a separate signal for one way and then the way back, doing everything over an IP-based network is really going to change the live broadcast industry. And I'm really looking forward to that.
It's going to change the live broadcast industry, but we're going to have massive bandwidth issues. If we're starting to deal with 4K and raw images, that exceeds a standard gigabit Ethernet. We're going to have to rewire our cable and rewire our plants, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, if we're looking at the SMPTE overlord standards, you know, we're talking about data rates that are just massive. But then we look at manufacturers like NewTek who have NDI, where we're talking, you know, DVC Pro HD data rates. You know, we're talking 10 to 12 megabytes a second, which is easily done over a LAN. So there are other alternatives to moving to the uncompressed video over IP standard that SMPTE has been pushing.
Video over IP, is that big a deal, huh?
Yeah, we're finding it quite a bit for smaller facilities, I mean, and non-traditional broadcast facilities. You know, we're not going to change over, you know, a PBS station to be all Ethernet-based, but smaller, you know, YouTube channels and smaller portable studios or internal marketing. It makes complete sense if they're building from the ground up and they're going to spend $100,000. Why not go IP? I think retrofitting is going to be a bit more of a long-term goal, but for new facilities and new portable setups, it makes sense.
Adobe released updates to all of its Creative Cloud software this week. What do you see as the impact of this?
I think they're bringing the ecosystems, their ecosystem even tighter. When we talk about the enhanced functionality in the motion graphics panel, the essential graphics panel, I think that's going to make the ability for multiple apps to talk to each other a little bit easier. I think it opens the door for more mobile type applications so they can use some of these essential graphics in mobile applications to kind of bridge that gap between a workstation and laptop and mobile devices. So I'm very excited about that.
What are your thoughts on collaboration? Are we going to see anything at NAB?
That's a loaded question. I mean, obviously, Adobe had Adobe Anywhere. That's gone. They now have team projects, and they now have project sharing, which I've been eagerly waiting, awaiting the second version of to kind of fix some of the 1.0 bugs. But I'm really excited about that because that means broadcast facilities and high-end creatives that use Adobe and Avid can now use shared storage and share projects on the same shared storage. And I really like the ability to bounce back and forth between applications and have different creatives and different departments work together.
Thinking of storage, you expecting any new technology in storage?
You know, you can't go to NAB and throw a stone in South Hall Lower without knocking over a few storage manufacturers. I don't expect there to be anything groundbreaking. I think we're going to see more people putting SSDs and flash memory and sharing it out as a generic NAS. We've seen that happen for quite a while. In fact, that's what's bringing down the cost of SANs, is because there's inexpensive NASs coming out, causing the whole market to drop their price. I think we're going to see more hybrid storage, meaning more object-based storage, where you're simultaneously storing it locally on shared storage, but also pushing it up to the cloud and having that distributed amongst multiple places in the cloud so you have more redundancy. But I don't see anything else massively groundbreaking for storage at this NAB.
You've already mentioned the fact that Avid users and Adobe users can use the same shared storage. Are you looking for other advances in workflow from other vendors?
Yes, there's actually an area of the industry that's been kind of stagnant over the past couple of years, and that's remote editing. And I don't mean shipping a hard drive off to, you know, whatever beach you're vacationing at and editing while you're on the beach. I'm talking about folks who are great editors, who want to work with clients who are miles away, states away, countries away, and be able to edit that footage remotely. And right now, the only real semi-real-time solution has been Interplay from Avid, which has been prohibitively expensive. There have been tools by Teradici. There have been tools by Amulet Hotkey that rely on PC over IP technology. But there really hasn't been anything groundbreaking to make it accessible to the traditional creative. And I'm really hoping to find something this year that kind of fills that gap.
Before I let you go, I want to have you reflect on something Terry was talking about earlier, where he feels that NAB is less relevant today than the information we're able to get online or from social media groups. What's your thought?
I'd have to disagree with my good friend Terry, because I think that he's coming at it from a different perspective, a business owner perspective. And I think NAB is not only for the business owners, I think it's also for end creatives. I think there are a lot of announcements that get lost in the NAB white noise. And so manufacturers like Apple, manufacturers like Blackmagic have been doing their own announcements outside the NAB sphere because they can capture hearts and minds without being lost in the jumble of NAB. I think there's also a segment of the population that are creatives that aren't spending tens, hundreds, or millions of dollars on gear, and they want to see what's out there, and they want to network, and they want to talk to the people they've been talking to on forums for years, and they want to get the education from post-production world. So I think it's a completely valid show for many reasons. I think just not for the reasons Terry would be looking at them for.
Michael, for people that want to keep track of what you're doing on the web, where can they go?
Two places. You can go to michaelkamas.com, or you can check out my web technology series at 5thingsseries.com.
That website is all one word, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, K-A-M-M-E-S, michaelkamas.com. And Michael Kamas is the Director of Technology at Keycode Media. Michael, as always, it's fun to chat. Thank you for sharing your time.
Thanks, Larry. Talk again soon.